and welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is a Father Son podcast where we talk about all things sports.
Yeah, we love going to the Miami Heat, the Dolphins, University of Miami football, the Miami Open, the NBA All-Star Game, and WWE events.
This show will be coming weekly as we talk about all things sports. And this week we'll be talking about the welcoming of Victor Oladipo. Say it with me.
Oladipo! Stick around because things are about to get interesting.
Yeah, let's jump right into it. So, long story short, he was electrifying in that game versus the Warriors where the Heat pulled out the victory in his first Heat game. First off, we're 1-0 with Victor Oladipo. We are 2-0 on Bally Sports, and we're 3-0 with Nemanja Bjelica. It seems like Miami can't be stopped. Victor Oladipo kind of could be, but he did pretty good. He scored 6 points, had 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and was 2-for-8 from the field. So not the best shooting night, but he looked electric. He defended Curry amazingly. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about him.
Well, the reality is his first game with the Heat, I mean, he didn't even get a full practice. I mean, what was it, one practice that same day or earlier that afternoon?
They weren't able to even get a full practice.
They didn't even get a full practice in. So the bottom line is, think about it. He comes in from out of town, gets traded, starts.
Has a head cold.
Oh, yeah.
Was sick. Can't go meet with the team. Can't go meet. And then has to just come and
sits out while they go travel. Then they come back to Miami. He comes in. And let me tell you, it was amazing. I mean, I thought he brought a lot of energy to the team. You know, listen, we have a lot of energy as it is. We have the Heat culture as it is. But he brought that extra, in my opinion, that extra spark. That's what Riley's looking for and what Spoelstra's looking for. And to tell you the truth, probably what Butler and Bam and the rest of the guys are looking for. And I think they've got it with Oladipo.
I think Miami's found their guy. Miami has been talking about that they needed that third guy to pair up with Bam and Butler and not give Butler such a big load. Thing is, look, this first game he wasn't that efficient on the shooting end, but hopefully as the season progresses, when it really matters come playoff time, Jimmy Butler can take a little bit of a back seat and have Victor Oladipo carry 2 or 3 of those wins.
And Oladipo did great on the defense. I mean, let's be realistic, he blocked, he defended, as you just said, Curry, and to deal with Curry is not an easy task, and he did it quite effectively. So, you know, we got to give him a lot of credit. He was just an all-around good player. Obviously, he didn't do as much scoring as we would have liked. But the reality is, keep in mind, he passed it. He passed it to Butler. He passed it to Bam. He passed it to Tyler. He passed it to Butler. I mean, you know, he just did a great – I was very excited to see him play. I thought he did a great job, and I was very pleased with his performance.
Yeah, it seems like he already has great chemistry with those guys. It seems like he's been playing with them for years. It seemed like he knew where the spots were for Bam. Like, Bam messed up a couple times and not catching passes from him that were, like, down in the low post. So Bam's got to become more aware of that. But I think as time progresses and they become more and more as a unit, they will be able to just do a better job overall.
Right. And you know, I got to tell you, he also brought a little bit of spark to Ariza. I thought Ariza did very nicely that night also.
On top of Ariza, another major acquisition the Heat made is for Bjelica. He's starting to gel with the team very, very nicely. And you can really see that Miami learns how to flip guys. The only guy they really needed to give up was Kelly Olynyk. Everyone else hadn't been playing, you know. And it just shows you, like a quote that Andy Ellisberg told me, the general manager of the Heat, you got to somehow make 2 + 2 = 5. That doesn't make sense. Well, because you got to find what isn't working and make it into something great. And Miami has done that once again.
Yeah, they're doing it. I'm very excited. I can't wait to see them tonight playing against the Cavaliers.
Well, this is being recorded on the day before, or on the day of that Cavalier game, right before it.
Right, so I'm excited to see them tonight, and we'll see how they are able to work it out again.
Hopefully they're able to keep it up and continue this winning streak. I believe we're on 3 or 4 games now, so we'll have to wait and see, as the Cleveland Cavaliers will not be an easy test, but at least we're at home.
Let's go Heat!
And as always, be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on all podcast platforms. Be sure to follow at Dak and Rick's Pod on Instagram. Be sure to follow my own personal one at Dak25_Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And that's another great episode. So we'll see you in the next one.